So let's just cover LinkedIn really quickly because I think LinkedIn's finally come into, you know, some sort of space of its own now, like whereby it's a very good place for people to do business to business, you know, relationships. Do business to business relationships. Good English, Chris. It has enabled video. Now, finally, what's happened is, okay, yes, you can click video and you can shoot a live. So you can record it straight to LinkedIn without recording it on your mobile phone first and then uploading it. You can also upload by desktop, but who does that? Then what you can do is you can actually promote those posts now. Mm. So video is able to be promoted through LinkedIn pages, your company page. Yes, that means paying for getting reach. But what's really awesome is the amount of people that are actually on LinkedIn. Now, we've just got some Australian stats here. So 4.2 million monthly active users on LinkedIn for January 2018. And now, just to wrap some further clarity around that, that generally means that 230,000 plus Australian LinkedIn members with the title CXO, that's CEOs, CFOs, COOs, etc., / director.
CDEC.
With 201 plus employees are on LinkedIn. Now, we chose the bigger companies because that's who we choose to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might say 230,000 Australians, decision makers. Yeah, that's not enough for me. That's not a big enough stat. Well,
no way. You only need a couple.
Yeah.
We're talking like the thing about LinkedIn. I feel like LinkedIn is massively, massively underutilized because if you're talking about social media, it's all to do with the connection between people. And that's great on Facebook, but you're talking about friends and family on Facebook. You're talking about people that are connected via business decisions on LinkedIn. It's people that have said, oh yeah, we'll utilize this service, and then they become LinkedIn contacts with a bunch of people with that service. So it's always some sort of utilitarian connection between people on LinkedIn. I think that's the thing that people aren't realizing there. If you have, how many connections do you have on LinkedIn? 500 plus?
1,500.
Yeah, I think I'm on 500 plus. You should be, everyone that you deal with on a business level, you should be connecting with on LinkedIn because you're connecting with them on a basis of what you were doing, that particular service, business service that you were doing at the time. And that's where there's a massive underutilization for LinkedIn. And then once you start promoting and these people are seeing stuff and these people that are relevant to what you're actually doing as a business, that's where it's really powerful. And when we say 230,000 CDEC people are on LinkedIn in Australia with 200 plus employees, it's crazy. Like, you can advertise to that. And these people are using LinkedIn in a way that directly is related to what they're doing as a business. So you can target CFOs in a space that is relevant to your business. You don't need many of them to get like a decision made towards using your business in terms of sales.
Now, guaranteed, the CEOs that I know, they're not on LinkedIn anywhere near as much as their senior managers, you know, that are assisting them in growing their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, that means...
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah.
So that means that, essentially, maybe it's time to target them, to target the senior managers. So, on LinkedIn, there's 1.5 million Australian members with the title Senior Manager, Partner, or VP with 201 plus employees who are 100%, influencing their CEOs and CFOs.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, CEOs, CFOs, COOs, normally they're like busy, head down, working in the business.
They don't have time to check notifications and emails and all that sort of thing.
No way. And they're getting a truckload of LinkedIn requests just to, they don't even know how to filter those. So, you know, targeting the senior managers who are looking for career progression, you know, looking to, you know, be the next people in power, the Gen Ys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on LinkedIn, you know, and you can target them via the advertising. It's like they're just sitting there waiting for you to send them a video. More importantly, those people can deliver valuable information to their to their bosses.
And if you're distributing that content in a way that's easy for them to present, that's even better. If you're thinking, okay, so these office managers want to find a solution and then present it to them in a very easy to understand facts and figures type of way to the CDEC staff members, whatever you want to call them, then if you're sending that sort of content to those people, that's the ideal way to do it.
Absolutely. Everybody's time poor. Everybody has, you know, a million things on their plate, and it's like, I'm looking for a service provider or a product. If it gets delivered to my social media stream, and then it's exactly what I'm looking for at the time, then potentially I can go, great, well, that they've cut through all of the other guff that's on there. I've got a button I can click, goes to the website, goes to the web page. How you structure the web page is very important, and that's a different topic. But there's an opportunity then to deliver a better, longer, more informative, maybe animated, you know, piece video on that page. And along with that, a bit of text, you know, a sign up to download a white paper. Sorry, I just let it out. I had to say it. I had to do the whole
Thinking white paper, but like if you think about what would someone at the management level hand over to someone at CDEC, it's basically something that they can push across the table and not have to explain. So something along the lines of an explainer video or a white paper is perfect. And you just have to think about their position. I mean, they're constantly trying to find solutions and they don't have time to understand the solutions. They just need to know that this particular company can take you from here to here with the service. They can say, okay, here's a way we can reduce waste in our company, or we can optimize, or we can, you know, whatever particular catchphrase you want to use. But if you're whoever you're targeting, if you're producing a white paper or a video or explainer, go-to guide, something along those lines, some piece of content along those lines, and pushing it through LinkedIn to those particular people that need to be able to put it across the table to the board, to the CEOs, something like that, then that's ideal.
Exactly.
And that's where I feel like there's a massive underutilization. It's not so much just underutilization of distribution. It's an underutilization of
social networks.
Strategy.
Yeah, strategy.
In LinkedIn.
So strategically, we've gone, this company has to target, you know, middle managers who are now going to be past the baton, or very soon going to be past the baton for, you know, either being decision makers or are going to be right now they're influencing decision makers. Okay, and what type of content are we going to deliver them? We're going to deliver them helpful content that makes their job much easier,
help them impress the CDEC staff.
Absolutely. And then we're going to give them facts and figures that basically help them, you know, deliver on that promise that this supplier is the correct one to be talking to, because their word is not going to be good enough. The Chinese whispers that they try and translate from that video and go, oh, they said some really good stuff. I can't remember what they said, but look, how about I just give you this? Here's a link to a video and or the white paper for the board, for the CDEC to digest.
Because most middle to upper management staff don't have time for that. They're window shopping. They've got 40 tabs open where they're researching the same thing. They don't want to decipher what you're trying to say. You just need to give it to them, something that they can push across the table as it is.
Exactly. So don't discount LinkedIn. It's become quite a powerful social media network. And but don't discount, if you're in B2B sales, do not ever discount Facebook, because there is an audience on Facebook which is absolutely ripe for the picking as well. And, you know, they are all of those, you know, that of that generation. And yeah, guess what? they have jobs, or they're running a business, you know, and they have to make decisions on suppliers and products every day as well. So they exist on Facebook. Some use it more than others. And if you're of the older generation, if you're a Gen Xer, then you're probably using Facebook a lot less than myself. I'm a Gen Xer, but you're using it a lot less than the Gen Ys. And it's proven in some of the demographic stats that exist. So 50 million active users in January 2018 were on Facebook. So that's a lot. That's, you know, over half of our population. And then you have, you know, a breakdown of those numbers, which we've got 25 to 39 year olds are, you know, there's 6.1 million of them.
Yeah, it's nearly half.
You know, they're on Facebook. Now, okay, you say, oh, they're not decision makers. Well, guess what? 40 to 55, 4.1 million on Facebook. So you've still got, and you can actually, you know, we've talked about very clever ways you can target the people and the way, what they're interested in. If you know what your target audience is interested in, it's super easy to find them and create an audience on Facebook. Facebook's gone for a rough ride at least the past few months, but...
But we were talking about this today, and it still stands the way that you find audiences. And I feel like that's a totally separate...
It is.
Get fucked up. It but, is. Yeah.
It is. I think we should wrap it up. But before we do, I've just got one last slide for you. And basically it says, you know, that content marketing pays off. And we have used this slide once before, but I wanted to bring it to everybody's attention, is that this graph that we're looking at right here is one piece of content that we created for our client, and we used content distribution via social networks and paid amplification to boost its initial reach, got a spike in traffic, and then what happened?
Well, yeah, over the next...
years.
I mean, we're only seeing a short bit here, but over the next years, I can say this this particular one, this is one out of 70 that we've created, and this one here exploded. This is a third of their traffic right now, this particular piece of content. And yeah, it's still going. That's the crazy thing. This was April 2016 we released this one. It was 2 years ago now. It's still delivering a third of their traffic. So this is the thing about content marketing. Once it works, it really works, and it keeps going and going and going and delivering. It's a matter of just occupying all of that real estate of the SERPs.
Absolutely.
Until you hit the golden goose.
Yeah. Yep. So content marketing is being across those valuable social networks. It's creating content which is topical for your audience. It's distributing it, and it's getting people back to your owned channel, being most likely your website, and it really does pay off. And we do know that, you know, everybody's on Google. In fact, 89.1% of Australian searches are performed on Google. So, you know, that's where everybody's looking as well and doing their searches for your products or services. Well, I think we'll wrap it up, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks very much for watching, guys. So much more content coming to you from Me Media in the form of Get Fact Up. You can search through heaps of our previous content, but if you're not sure what you're interested in, make sure you sign up and for the subscription. We're going to be sending that email every time we produce one. Otherwise, you can like us and follow us on Facebook, and you'll see it happen there too. Cheers.
Thank you.